You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Poor Belinda. It's quite a nasty cold, so she really needs to be kept... Oh, no, you don't.
Belinda?
Yeah, my usual donkey. It's not really fair to drag her out, so I borrowed Coco instead.
Ah, this is Coco.
Yes, she's from a friend in Waterley Cross. Come on, come on.
She's not looking too keen on the idea.
Oh, she's fine. Just Coco, behave.
Has she done this before? I mean, a Palm Sunday service.
Oh, this will be her first time.
Oh.
But her owner says she's great with kids. She's pretty bomb-proof.
Oh, well, that's good.
So don't worry. I'm sure she'll be fine.
The service is at Darrington. Chris is taking me over.
Oh, OK.
I think she's on her way, but I'll be back in time to do the greens.
Oh, no, Mum, you mustn't.
It'll only take a minute or two.
Hello?
Oh, is that Elizabeth?
Well, hello. Come on in.
Just remember to leave the tops down so the oven doesn't cool.
Yes, Mum.
Hi.
Elizabeth, darling.
Hello, Mum.
Ah.
Back at your old Arga again.
I know. Isn't it lovely?
Hmm.
Are you just passing through?
I've dropped Lily with her friend in Penyhasset.
Oh, right.
I thought I'd drop in to see how you are.
Fine. It's lovely to see you, but I'm just on my way out.
Yes, I saw Auntie Chris in the yard.
Oh, is she here already?
She's chatting to Ben.
Well, I must be off then. Now, where's my scarf?
On the back of the door, where it always was.
Oh, yes. And David, if one of you could remember to check the roast potatoes in an hour or so.
I'll set my phone.
Thanks.
So, back into the old routine, eh?
Yes. It's almost as if I've never been away.
Really?
Well, not quite. But when I woke up this morning and heard hens in the orchard and the calves and the milking machines, it did rather feel as if I'd come back after a long journey.
Don't you miss Glebe?
Well, I do feel a bit disloyal.
Mum.
And this may sound silly, but I miss my bedroom curtains.
Well, bring your old ones from Glebe.
I did wonder, but they're too small and...
You might decide to move back again.
Oh, no, I shouldn't think so.
Mum, go on, or you'll be late for the service.
Yes, I'll see you later. Bye. Don't forget the potatoes.
I won't. Bye, Mum.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, bye. And remember to do your homework.
Huh?
Talk about déjà vu. Still, it must be nice for you to be mothered again.
It's not quite like that, Elizabeth.
OK. It's all a bit sudden, isn't it?
Oh.
I mean, the first I knew was yesterday, when she announced she was moving back here for good.
Elizabeth, it's what she wanted.
Yes.
When we suggested it, she jumped at the chance.
But it might have been nice if we'd at least had a chance to talk about it first.
Oh, why?
Well, it's what families do, isn't it?
Elizabeth?
Oh, I'll have to go. I've got our own lunch to cook. Bye.
Hello, everyone.
Coco,
welcome.
Come on. Do you want a hand?
No, thanks, Mum.
She's just being
and a very
stubborn.
Big welcome
Coco!
To our special guest this morning.
Good girl.
Coco,
good
the
girl.
Donkey.
Come on.
I'm sure we all know the story of how our Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. One that must have been very light, Coco.
No, Coco.
Who seems a bit lively this morning.
Oh, dear.
Oh, stop that. Come here, Coco. Coco!
So you want to borrow the Land Rover?
You got my text, then?
Yeah, but you didn't say why.
Well, it's for Friday. The Passion Play? You know, they're doing the big crucifixion scene up on the hill.
Yeah. They want me to park a trailer up there for a stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jolene wants us to sell hot cross buns, so I had this real brainwave. Why not go mobile?
So you want to borrow the Land Rover to sell buns on Lakey Hill?
Yep. I know. I'm just a natural entrepreneur. These brilliant ideas, they just come to me.
Selling hot cross buns at a crucifixion?
What? It's not a real crucifixion.
Kenton? Does Alan know about this?
No, I've not actually had the time to run it past him yet, no.
Yeah, well, maybe you should. There is such a thing as good taste, you know.
Well, what could be tastier than a nice, toasty hot cross bun that's oozing with butter? OK, yes, I take your point. Maybe afternoon tea at the Bull is a better idea after all.
Well, if you do need the Land Rover for a couple of hours, that's fine.
Oh, thanks, Dave, you're a star. I'm sure I can smell your lunch roasting from here.
Oh, don't you get enough to eat at the Bull?
Oh, yes. I think I'm just hardwired to go for Mum's Yorkshire pud.
Well, play your cards right, who knows?
Hey, come on. You can't keep her all to yourself.
Ah?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm fine about her moving back to Brookfield. I think it's a great idea.
You do?
Well, yeah. Makes sense all round.
Well, we think so, yeah.
And she seems chuffed to bits to be back in her old kitchen again.
So far. Although, I'm not sure if Elizabeth is quite so cool about it.
No?
No. Well, she was acting a bit off when she called in this morning.
Why?
I don't know. As if we'd lured Mum back to be our housekeeper or something.
Well, she said that.
Well, no.
So what? You think she wants Mum at Lower Loxley?
I don't know, Kenton. You tell me.
Alan, what can I say? I'm just so sorry.
Really, don't worry about it.
Oh, so embarrassing. And as for you, Coco...
Oh, don't be too hard on her.
You, animal, are a complete disgrace.
Oh.
There's no harm done, apart from a few nibbled flowers.
Oh, and the children loved it. Oh,
definitely a Palm Sunday service they'll remember.
Well, that's your 15 minutes of fame, Coco. My poor shoulder.
How bad is it?
Oh, it's fine, really. Just felt as if it was being pulled out of its socket as I was being dragged across the aisle.
I thought you handled it very well.
Oh, well, I was hoping I could persuade Dan to come and lend me a hand, but he was out straight after breakfast to break in his new boots.
Oh, yes.
Boots?
I saw him.
His new army boots. Apparently they take a while to break in.
So he doesn't get blisters?
Yes, I see.
Anyway, the sooner I get this creature home, the better.
So they've given Dan boots already?
Yes, he brought them proudly home from Sandhurst.
So, how did he get on?
Fine, yes. He's already been accepted by the Royal Tank Regiment.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so he was telling me.
And he's off this week to visit another regiment.
So, full speed ahead then?
Yes, Alan. Full speed ahead.
What is that?
It's okay. It's all good, clean, harmless fun.
Another computer game?
I just thought, if Freddy's got some time to kill, someone's going to help rid the world of flesh-eating mutant aliens.
Oh, all right. Well, Freddy's up in his room.
Well, I'm in a bit of a rush. Okay if I leave it with you?
I'll give it here.
Thanks. Actually, while I'm here, Dave said you called in at Brookfield this morning.
So, is this about Mum?
Well, yeah, he thought you might have some doubts.
No. Well, yes, a few.
So, what's the problem?
Well, I wouldn't say this in front of Ruth, but... Well, let's be honest, she's never been great around the kitchen.
Well,
that's putting it kindly. The same goes for housework in general.
So...
Well, Mum is amazing for her age, of course, but she's not as fit as she was, and she does get tired.
So you're worried about them overworking her?
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't necessarily mean to... But you know what Mum's like. She doesn't wait to be asked.
Yeah, but she's also quite able to say no if she wants to.
Well, yes, sometimes.
She's not a pushover, Elizabeth. She won't let herself be exploited.
Even if that's true, she spent most of her life running Brookfield. Hasn't she earned a break from that in her old age?
If it's what she wants...
But my point is, she wasn't given another choice. I mean that no one even suggested... that she might like to come and live here.
Would you want her to?
Not necessarily, no, but... Well, why not?
Just asking.
I mean, let's be fair. I'm the single mum with two teenage kids to look after. Anyone could use a bit of help around the place.
Hey, hold on. I'm getting lost here.
What?
Well, first you're worried about her becoming a skivvy. Now you say you want her to help you out.
My point is, I think we should all be involved in making these big family decisions instead of being presented with a fait accompli. Don't you feel the same?
Well, yeah, so...
And that's all I'm trying to say.
Maybe it is a fait accompli.
Mm.
But now Mum's finally back at Brookfield. She's not going to want to leave, is she?
No, probably not.
Wild horses. You've seen how happy she is there.
Yes.
And that's what we all want, isn't it?
So what's the point in fighting it?
Here, let me give you a hand.
No, no, Mum. You sit down and finish your coffee.
Really?
Yes. You've done quite enough. Ruth and I can do the clearing up.
Oh, you could get the boys to help.
Yeah, I suppose we could try.
Although Josh says he's revising.
Really? What, turning into Phoebe, is he?
Hello.
Sure, hello.
Just a flying visit.
Hiya.
Mum, I ran into Kenton. And he gave me these.
Oh?
Well, they're actually from Elizabeth.
Oh. Curtains.
Yeah, some spare ones she had, apparently, and they're made from the same material.
The same material as my ones in Glebe.
Well, you've been missing them.
Yes.
So I think those are a sort of welcome back to Brookfield present.
Oh.
That's nice.
Oh, that is thoughtful of her. Very sweet.
Mm.
Yes, very.
And they look about the right size. I'm sure I can make them fit.
Good. Well, I'd better
go. Do you want a coffee?
Oh.
Go on. You can stay for 5 minutes.
Oh, all right. Thanks. I'm in no great hurry to get back.
So, how's Dan getting on with his new boots?
Oh, he's got blisters, but he's pretending they don't hurt.
Ouch.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Darling, I know how worried you are.
Yeah. And he's just told us he's off to Wiltshire on Tuesday.
Wiltshire?
Tidworth, to visit the King's Royal Hussars.
Oh, I see.
And what happens after that?
Oh, I don't know, David. I'm trying not to look that far ahead.
No, I suppose not.
Well, put yourself in my place. If it was Josh or Ben...
Yeah. No, fair enough. I'm not taking sides here.
I was going to ask this morning, have you had another chance to talk it all through with him?
Oh, I've tried. And it's obviously not a passing whim. He's been planning it for quite a while and now he's really set his heart on it.
Yes.
That's why I feel so helpless.
But he does understand how you feel about it.
Mum, he's decided. It doesn't matter how I feel. He wants to be a soldier.
So, how are you feeling?
Oh, about the same. But as long as I've got rid of this wretched cold by next week, I don't mind.
Oh, dear. Poor you.
Anyway, there's another email from Alice about the table flowers. She sent me a whole load of pics. Some gorgeous little posies and these bigger arrangements too.
Yeah?
Oh, Tom, they're amazing. She's got some brilliant ideas. I can't wait to show you.
Yeah. Yeah, that all sounds great.
I'm still working down the seabed
look,
for the carrots.
Can you call me back later?
Oh.
I've just got to sort something out here.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, love. You all done with the pigs?
Yep.
Looks like it's about to rain again.
Yes. Oh, hey, I had some good news this morning.
Oh?
Got a call from one of my casual customers, a butcher in Felpersham. He's put in a big order, 3 times his usual.
Oh, wow.
Sausages?
Yeah. And he's just opened another branch in Hollerton. So I reckon if I play my cards right, this could turn into a big regular order.
Great. That is good news, then.
Touch wood.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Though the not-so-good news is...
What?
Well...
Come on, let's hear it.
He wants the bangers by the end of the week for his big opening on Saturday.
As soon as that?
Yes. So... what it boils down to is that me and Morris will have to do an extra day up at the units. Thursday.
Oh. What, Tom?
Okay, I know I said I'd help you in the polytunnels.
You promised.
Yes, and I'm really, really sorry.
There's a whole load of new stuff to plant out and new trays to be filled.
Dad.
And there's no way I can manage it on my own. What am I supposed to do?
Maybe I could squeeze in an hour or so in the evening.
Oh, come on, what help is that?
Hey, look, I'm sorry, Dad. You can see how I'm
Tom.
Fixed.
Tom! Tony, let's just...
Oh, I'll just have to lump it, will I?
Look, there's no point in arguing. I'm sure we can work something out.
If you
out.
Think I'm going to work all night...
No, let's all calm down and see
I'm
what...
Sorry, Mum, I'm going to have to answer this. It could be important.
Tom! Oh, great. Who the...
Adam Macy?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Charlie Thomas.
That's good to meet you.
Yes, and you. So,
well, that's a nice little place you got here. There's your deer I saw coming up.
Yes, yeah, I was just on my way to feed them.
Okay. Great, well, I shan't hold you up. I just thought I'd better pop up and introduce myself.
Uh-huh. So, you are...
Oh, you've not had a heads up from Justin.
Justin?
Justin Elliott. I work for his company, Damara Capital. I guess you'd call me his man on the ground. I manage his estate.
Manage? Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm the one who gets his hands dirty. So as from now, you and I'll be working together. Have you got a minute?
Fancy a top-up?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I'm having one. So, for the table flowers, we're working on matching them with the garlands on the backs of the chairs.
OK, yep, sounds good to me.
Not all the same, though. Alice thought we might choose one flower found in the garlands for each table.
That's nice.
Yeah, so primroses on one table and little narcissi on another. Tulips, apple blossom,
I don't know.
Oh, and maybe some pansies, that sort of thing. Oh, it's so difficult, isn't it? And we've got to decide soon for the florists.
Well, I'm happy to let you and Alice have the final say.
Oh, some help you are.
Sorry.
Oh, anyway, the good news from work is that Anya's okay with covering the shop while we're away.
I thought you'd sorted that ages ago.
Well, yeah, but then her boyfriend made a fuss. But now he's cool about it.
Oh, phew.
Oh, but you know what my Auntie Sophie announced last night?
What?
She's going in to have a varicose veins done tomorrow.
Oh. Will she be fit for the wedding?
Well, yeah, but the point is, she'll be laid up for a couple of days and she wants my mum to go over and look after her dogs and her hens.
Well, what about your uncle...
Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's no use. And if my mum has to go and stay, she'll miss the dress fitting on Wednesday.
Oh.
I mean, I know I'll have Alice and Helen there, but...
Is this definite?
Well, my mum's trying to get out of it.
So, fingers crossed then.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's wait and see if it happens first.
I'd offer to come and help myself, but...
Oh, you're so sweet.
Bad luck and all that?
Yeah, you've got the perfect get-out, haven't you?
Anyway, why don't we let Alice finalise the table decorations? I'm sure they'll look fantastic whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Great. So, looks to me like we're well on course.
Yeah. All we've got to worry about now is the weather.
Oh.
So I'm afraid you'll get used to seeing me around. We'll be liaising on a regular basis.
Yes, I get the picture.
And of course, any problems, queries, I'll only be a phone call away.
Yes, before we go any further,
mm-hmm.
You say you'll be acting as manager?
Yeah, as far as the estate goes, yes.
So how does this leave my sister Debbie? I mean, as things stand, she's my manager. She's the one I liaise mm-hmm. with on a regular basis.
You've not talked with her recently?
Not today.
Well, I gave her a call this morning just to touch base, say hello, bring her up to date.
Huh, I see.
I guess she's not had time to run it by you.
No, and I still don't quite understand
Adam, how... let's not get too hung up on labels. The way I see it, we'll all three be working together as a team.
Right.
And I've a pretty wide-ranging brief. This will be the third estate I'll be running for Justin.
Oh, third?
Yes. We've been working hard to turn the other two around and making some good progress, though I say it myself.
Yeah,
and I'm sure we'll be able to do the same with Borchester Land. So, next step, I'd like us to have a proper meeting. General strategy, cropping plan, way forward. How are you fixed for tomorrow morning? 11 any good for you?
Well, yeah, I can free up some time.
Excellent. Good man. Well, I'll look forward to that.
Yep. Me too.
Oh, and one more thing. I saw you had a touch of mildew on your wheat down at the bottom there.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I've already been down there, knocked it on the head.
Well, it must have come back again. Well, timing's the name of the game in this business. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Adam, hi.
Brian, we need to talk.
Hi,
I know it's no use me moaning about it.
Tony!
No one round here takes the slightest notice of what I say. I'll just shut up and get on with packing the
Tony.
Purple sprouting.
The reason I came in here was to say that I have found you some help in the polytunnel.
Oh. So who?
I've arranged to work extra hours in the dairy tomorrow, get our next batch done early, so that'll free up Susan to help you on Thursday.
Susan?
Yes. Well, it's all fairly simple stuff. She's done it once or twice before.
Yes, and she made it very clear she hated it. She did nothing but moan from start to finish.
Okay.
Oh, but this isn't what I was trained for. Oh, I think I'm allergic to this compost. Oh, look at my nails.
So would you rather do it on your own?
Don't seem to have much choice, do I?
Thank you, Pat, for going to all this trouble.
It shouldn't have been necessary in the first place. Why should we have to do all this messing around just to suit Tom's diary?
Oh, come on, let's cut him some slack just this once.
Because?
Because he is getting married next week.
Yes, well, I for one will be glad when this wedding's over and we can get back to some kind of normality.
Tony.
I don't remember being cut any slack before our wedding.
Okay, well...
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you stopping?
No, I'm off down to the pigs.
And I'm going up to see Alice.
We just looked in to say hi.
Oh, that's thoughtful of you.
So, how's it all going? Are you up to schedule?
Touch wood. I'm just hoping it's not going to pour with rain next week.
Mm. That's no point in worrying about that.
She's been hanging up her bits of seaweed and pumping Joe Grundy for his ancient weather lore.
Not true. I just happened to meet him in the pub.
Well, I'm glad the rest of it's going to plan.
Oh, well, there's been one slight hiccup.
Oh, what's that?
My mum's got to go look after my auntie's dogs for a couple of days.
Why?
So, oh, it's a long story, but it means she won't be around on Wednesday when we try out the dresses with our hair and everything.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to help with the bridesmaids, so...
When is this exactly?
After I finish work on Wednesday.
OK, well, why don't I come and help you out?
Really?
Oh.
I mean, could you?
Don't see why not, if I try and finish early.
Oh, Pat.
Good. That's settled then. If Tony doesn't mind getting his own supper.
Oh, no, don't mind me. I'll manage.
Oh, that'd be so great. Mm. Thanks.
And Debbie knew nothing about it either.
Not until this morning.
What, you've spoken to her?
Yes. She's just as much in the dark as we are.
Well, I'm guessing she's not too happy about it.
Brian, as far as I can see, she's going to be pretty much out of a job. I mean, you can't have two managers running the same estate.
But she's not been sacked.
No, but for all this guy, this Charlie Thomas going on about teamwork, I just don't believe it. It sounds like corporate double talk to me.
Yes.
Come on, you.
Yeah, it's all too familiar, as we had a bucket full of that from Justin Elliott.
And all the stuff about turning the estate around, I mean, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I dare say we'll find out soon enough. You're meeting up tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
All right, well, I mean, I take your point about Debbie's position. We need to be absolutely clear about that. We don't want any room for confusion.
No. And she seems to be leaving it all up to me.
How do you mean?
Well, she says, quote, there's not a whole lot she can do about it from where she is.
Well, she does have a point there, I suppose.
So, as I'm the man on the ground, she's expecting me to deal with it all.
Yeah, we can't really expect her to jump on a plane at the drop of a hat.
So I'm supposed to fight her battles for her?
Come on, we're all in this together, Adam. Hey, look, if we lose the estate contract, that's really going to hurt.
You think I hadn't already worked that out?
Go to this meeting tomorrow. Hear what he's got to say.
I don't have much choice.
And don't pick a fight.
Oh, thank you,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, but don't give anything away either. Be firm.
Is that all?
I'm sure you'll have him eating out of your hand, Adam. Diplomacy. You can do it. It's what you're so good at.
I passed him in the lane wearing a very sexy pair of boots.
Sexy?
Yes, very SAS. Definitely not the kind of boots you want to mess with.
No.
And he's off to visit another regiment tomorrow. Well, all very exciting.
For Dan, yes.
Well, the King's Royal Hussars. Does sound rather glamorous.
Jennifer, it's not all about dress uniforms and cavalry drill.
No, no, of course not.
They use tanks and armoured cars. They're trained to go out and fight insurgents and terrorists.
Yes, well, all right. I do understand. And I know how worried you are.
Do you?
I was just trying to look on the positive side. Your only son off to join the army. I'm sure I'd feel the same. Anyway, here's the brochure for our new kitchen wall tiles. You said you might be replacing yours sometime.
Oh, yes.
It's probably the last thing on your mind right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'm really struggling to keep up with Dan. He's setting off down to Tidworth at lunchtime.
Tidworth? Oh.
For his visit. So I've got to iron his shirts and make sure he's got everything he needs.
Can't he do that himself? I
mean, well...
Well, that's one thing the army does teach you, to fend for yourself.
Yes, yes, I know. If he goes ahead...
You're still hoping he might change his mind?
No, I don't think there's much chance of that.
No.
I just worry that he's making a huge mistake.
They're all in such a hurry, aren't they? They don't seem to realise they've got their whole lives ahead of them. Look at Alice and Christopher. They seem happy enough, thank goodness.
Yes. Well, you must have a busy morning. Don't let me keep you.
Oh, it's my kitchen people.
Oh, well.
I'd better answer this.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Okay, so, I sat down last night and ran off a few spreadsheets.
Can I see?
These figures were emailed from your sister, summarising your arable results from last season.
Debbie sent you these.
Would you like a few minutes to check them out?
No thanks. I'm quite up to speed with our own profit margin.
Excellent. Now, these show the latest arable figures from our estate up in Shropshire.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a good fit with the BL estate in terms of acreage, soil types and so on. You can see I've run them back over the last 5 years.
Yes.
So when I talk about turning a business around, that's what I mean.
Well, the sums look quite impressive. On paper.
Well, that's real money, Adam. Real profits, either banked or reinvested. It shows what can be done.
And you want to do the same with BL?
Well, look at the figures. If you take into account its full potential, the estate is seriously underperforming. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's a pretty big assumption.
Well, take it from me. I've done the maths. And that's a situation that needs to change.
Okay. So, how exactly do you plan to do this?
How's things?
Oh, we're getting there.
It's got to be there by mid-afternoon.
He doesn't have to be there at all, Alistair. He's not committed to anything yet.
No, well... Now you're here, can you keep his head up?
Yeah. Come on, boy.
That's fine.
Everyone's talking as if it's a done deal.
Everyone?
Well, Jennifer.
Ah, right. There. Do you want his teeth rasped as well?
What?
His teeth?
Oh, please, yes, if you've got the time.
Okay.
Oh, I suppose that's not really being fair on Jennifer. I think she was trying to be sympathetic. And one thing she did say about kids being in such a rush, talking about Alice...
Oh, well, some of them perhaps, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's certainly true about Dan.
I quite agree.
So, rather than try and talk him out of it, which seems to be getting us nowhere, maybe we should try a different angle. See if we can get him to slow down a bit. Give himself time to think carefully about what he's doing.
I don't know, Shula.
He's not stupid. And he's usually so careful and level-headed and sensible about anything he does.
Which may be why they're so keen to sign him up.
So you think it's a waste of time? We shouldn't even bother suggesting it.
No, it's got to be worth a try, I suppose. I just wouldn't get your hopes up.
I've been taking a good look at your cropping programme for the next year or two, and I'm going to suggest some modifications.
So, let's hear them.
You currently have a large percentage of your acreage allocated to growing fodder crops. Maize and lucerne.
Yes, to supply the dairy.
Okay, well, I think the right move for us at this point in time is to switch our priorities to growing commercial crops for the global markets. I mean, that's where all the big money is likely to be.
Hold on. Switch our priorities?
I'm talking about wheat and oil seeds.
What percentage?
We can firm that up between us, but I'm thinking of quite an exciting radical change here.
Radical?
Yes. We cut right back on the fodder crops. I'm sure you'd prefer not to waste a whole lot of time making silage for marginal returns.
I'd hardly call them marginal.
Well, compared to the potential profits to be made on the grain market.
Perhaps. But can I just say that we went through all this when we switched to growing fodder crops a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm, maybe so, but...
It's about the business as a whole, not just the arable.
Look, if we're going to compete with the big players, we can't afford to be tied down. We need to be flexible and proactive in the way we operate.
So, basically, you want to tear up our whole cropping plan and start all over.
Would that be a big problem for you?
Look,
you don't strike me as the kind of guy who's afraid of a challenge.
Well, I...
Okay, I'll be open with you here, Adam. You know the land. You're a key player. I'd really like to have you on board. And if there are any issues, we need to work together now to sort them out.
So how does Rob Titchener feed his cows?
Yes, Titchener...
You're saying he'll have to buy his feed in from somewhere else?
Well, he seems like a pretty reasonable guy. We'll have to meet up and talk through our options. In fact, I'll give him a call right after this meeting.
And the other thing is, you know, you've really got the wrong person here. You ought to be talking to Debbie, not me.
She seems to be quite a hard person to get hold of.
Have you tried...
I'll see if I can fix up a conference call with the three of us. Make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks for giving me your time.
Is that it?
Well, have a think about what I've said and I'll have a word with Rob Titchener.
Yes, you should.
Oh, and one more thing. Is your field diary to hand?
Why?
Well, like I said, timing is everything in this game, and it'd be useful for me to check it over.
I don't keep it up here. I'll see if I can dig it out for you.
Soon as you can. Thanks, mate.
So what's the problem?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's nothing to do with Borsetshire by design.
Really?
No. Circumstances beyond their control. It's the builders.
Oh.
Someone's got to take everything out, right back to the brick, and they don't do that themselves.
Naturally not.
Oh, Brian...
Well, I suppose there's a lot of building and repair work needed at the moment.
Oh, quite. And of course they only use the best people.
Naturally, and the most expensive, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not willing to settle for second best, so we'll just have to wait.
Right.
But I'm very disappointed. Might be another couple of weeks, apparently.
Marvellous.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Adam, hello.
You okay?
No,
oh, you're right, darling. You look a bit...
How was your meeting?
Well, can we talk?
Oh, as bad as all that.
You look as though you need a drink. Let's go down to the pub.
I've got a whole list of visits to do this afternoon.
Darling.
So I'll go and say goodbye to Dan now.
Alistair, wait. I've had an idea.
Right. So...
You know Nicola's going to be off on maternity leave.
That's not for a while yet, is it?
I was talking to her this morning. She wants to bring it forward. She'll be leaving at the end of May.
And?
So, I'm going to be short-handed, unless I replace her. I thought, why don't I suggest it to Dan?
What, to be a stable boy?
No, no. Obviously, I'd adapt the job. I mean, offer him more of a management role, more responsibility.
You mean instead of joining up?
No, not instead of... Just as a filler-in. A short-term job to give him time to think seriously about his future. Well, it would tick some of the same boxes. Active, outdoor, working with horses. Then, if after a few months he still wants to join up, well...
I don't know, Shula. Feels like a bit of a long shot.
Well, it's the best I can come up with. If you can think of anything better.
All right. If you want to try it, I'll back you up.
Thank you.
But can I just make one suggestion? Don't say anything now, not when he's just off to Tidworth.
No, I wasn't going to.
We wait until he's back, pick a good moment. We might just be in with a chance.
My field diary. Can you believe it?
Oh, a bit cheeky, your first meeting.
Yeah, well, I shan't be in a big hurry to find it for him.
Ah. I mean, does he think I spend my whole time sitting around the office with my feet up?
What, and you think he's serious about his crop plan?
Oh, yes. Ah. He comes over very chic and charming, as if he's stepped right out of a country wear catalogue, with his designer jacket and his brand-new off-roader. But you can bet he knows exactly what he wants.
And is used to getting it.
Oh, maybe.
Well, if he's anything like Justin.
So where does this leave me? Us. I mean, what he says just doesn't make sense. We've so much invested in supplying the dairy.
Yes, I quite agree.
And they send this young hotshot in to tell us how badly we're doing and how we can do it better.
Well, Adam, look, you may not like the sound of this, but I'd say the worst thing you could do at this stage would be to get on the wrong side of him.
So I just roll over and say yes to whatever he wants?
This guy Thomas really seems to have ruffled your feathers.
Wait till you meet him.
Yeah, well, okay, but we're playing for high stakes here.
Well, that's not a stake.
We don't have a whole lot of ammunition, not yet. So let's just play along and see what happens.
So I just keep quiet and sit on my hands? I'm not sure how long I can do that.
Yeah, but be patient, because if young Mr. Thomas makes a mess of things, then it's BL who'll be the losers, not us.
Do you want to see that happen?
No, no, but let's face facts. I'm not chairman anymore. I'm barely still on the board. And Justin's the majority shareholder. He's the one calling the shots. Mm. So we don't have a lot of choice, do we?
Oh, my God. When you said she was big.
Oh, yes. Over 17 hands.
I've never been so close to her before. She's massive.
Yeah, she's gentle as a lamb, really. Aren't you, Cranny?
Oh, Cranny.
Cranford Crystal.
Oh, she is gorgeous. And she's going to take me to the church.
Oh, she certainly is. And over here. Now, this is what you'll be sitting in. Come and see. Here, look. A genuine old Borchester hay wain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the real thing. Nearly 100 years old and still working.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and on the day, we'll have it full of nice soft hay and all decorated with flowers and ribbons. And with your bridesmaids sitting up behind you.
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful.
Yeah, and all the lads for miles around will be breaking their hearts as they see you go by.
Well, I'm not sure about that last one.
And don't worry, if it does pour with rain...
Oh, shush.
Yeah, but there is a plan B.
No. Don't even say it. It's bad luck.
Okay, then.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Well, no worries. So, whatever this big surprise is that Roy's got lined up for Tom...
Oh, yeah.
His special ride to church. Now, I've had my spies working overtime, but I still can't find out...
Shh!
What? Kirsty?
I thought... Can you hear something?
No. What am I supposed to be listening for?
Oh, no, it's nothing. Let's go then, shall we?
You finished with the yard?
Yep. Didn't take long. So, just going to check on the young stock.
No need.
Huh?
I've been up to the stock, had a good look round.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's a lovely day. You quite fancied a stroll up to Badger's Bank.
No, I am delighted not to go, thank you.
Well, I was going to stay inside this morning and spring clean the whole house from top to bottom.
Oh, what? Yeah, right.
Your mum's banging, so I thought I'd better keep out of her way.
Yeah, of course, obviously, no real nuisance for you.
She's making Easter biscuits. They smell fantastic.
Lovely.
She's going to ice some of them, she says.
Sounds delicious.
Well, I don't think they've been baked here since the day she moved to Glebe.
What are the boys up to?
Not sure. Ben's been hanging about in his pyjamas.
Uh-huh. Has Josh done any work?
I think so.
Okay. Well, as it's holiday time, I have got a little treat planned for this afternoon.
Oh.
Not just for us, for the whole family.
David?
So, let's go and round them up, shall we?
Oh, here he is.
Hi.
Hey.
So, Tom, have you got plans for the rest of the afternoon?
Plans? Well,
getting these feed bags undercover and then...
I mean plans as in not coming within half a mile of the house until I give you the all clear.
Oh, right. Those sort of plans. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, as it happens, I've got sausages to pack.
Well, so what are you waiting for? Off you go.
Yes, okay. Just give me a minute here.
Shh.
Pardon?
Shh, quiet.
Oh, she's at it again.
Alice! No, it's just... Well, you know, I was...
You were what? Come on.
I was talking to Joe Grundy about the weather.
Joe Grundy?
And he said when the lark flies high, fair weather is nigh.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I just thought I heard a skylark then, that's all.
And who's not superstitious?
No, I'm not. Well, not really.
Kirsty, now listen. You don't worry about the weather. You leave that to me. It's all sorted. Mm.
And don't listen to Joe. If you really want a weather forecast, I've got this great app right here on my phone.
No, Tom, don't look it up. It's bad luck.
Relax. Look at me. Take a deep breath.
What? Still here? Oh, hiya.
Well, have you got things to do?
Yes, OK. I can take a hint.
Bye, then.
Bye. Good luck. I'll see you later.
Bye. See you.
So, Helen.
Yeah, fine. We're all set. Dress is ready. Tasha's waiting to do your hair.
Great.
And Mum's on her way with our other two little bridesmaids.
Oh, that's so good of her.
No, it'll be fun. She's really looking forward to it.
There's the hurdle-making demo, or the hedge-laying, or how about the sheepdog handling?
Sheepdog?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. No, that starts at 4, though.
Walk here just pottering.
Yeah?
For now. No rush, is there?
No.
I might look at some more stalls, find something for me present drawer. There's some nice looking linen.
Yeah? I know it's not quite the royal, but...
Yeah, there's plenty going on.
It's more about food and shopping than farming. Still, makes a change, eh?
I'm having a lovely time. It was a great idea.
Yeah, well.
Skiving off on a Wednesday afternoon to go to the country show.
You mean getting in some valuable R&R.
Okay.
And spending some family time together.
Hey, where are the boys?
Oh, Mum's taking them off to the pig roast.
More food?
Well, it's her treat.
And she's just so pleased to come. Sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I better come clean. It was her idea in the first place.
What?
To be honest, I didn't even realise the show was on.
David, so you thought you'd claim the credit?
No. Yes.
Well, why?
I mean... don't know. Just the way it happened.
I see.
The point is, we're all out away from the farm having a nice afternoon together.
Yeah, we are.
And, well, I know that you and Mum are getting on well and it's all working out so far, but are you sure that you're still okay with having her around?
Me? Yeah, of course. Why us?
Well, I just wanted to check that, you know, you're not having any second thoughts.
No.
Good.
I just wish we'd thought of it sooner.
Yeah, me too.
But thanks for asking.
Well, Elizabeth made that dig about me being mothered again.
Oh, David, she hit a sore spot there.
I don't want you to feel that we're being taken over.
Elizabeth was only jealous, and she's fine about it now.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So don't worry. If there's any problem, I'll let you know.
Oh, do you think it's going to work?
Shh. Yes.
Of course it is.
Just keep still. It's just a few more teeny, tiny adjustments.
You think we should call Tasha and see if she can come back?
Oh, no. Your hair's fine. It's gorgeous.
Don't worry. It's going to look fantastic.
No, if I can just... Ugh! Oh, hell!
Alice?
Oh, don't worry. It's all fine.
Oh, I knew it. I knew the garland was a mistake.
Hey, just keep calm.
Yeah. You're being so patient with me.
Alice, here, let me just try something.
Okay.
I think it's too low. So, if we put another rose in here... All right. Okay, how's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Oh, that's done it!
You think?
Yes! Oh, Helen, you are a genius!
Okay, stand up, Kirsty. Let me just straighten out your dress.
Okay.
Oh, my!
There.
Yes.
Oh, Kirsty, you are out of this world.
Am I?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think we've done it.
Oh, yes, it's perfect. You are a work of art.
Really?
Yes, just look at yourself.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Just stand there. Don't move. I'm going to take some photos. Oh, the garland's lovely. It's just how I imagined.
Oh, I knew we'd get there.
You think Tom's going to like it?
Oh, Kirsty. Oh,
Josh, you wait till next Thursday. When he sees you walking up the aisle, he's going to be totally blown away.
Cow's all right?
Fine. Eddie's done a good job.
As ever.
You were right. We needn't have hurried back.
Well, I think Mum had almost had enough.
Yeah.
You fancy one of these?
Go on. Why not?
Before we do the calves. I don't think anyone's in a big hurry to eat. After all those buns and barbecues. Mm.
Oh, it was a great afternoon. I'm so glad we went.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. It was so nice just hanging out with the boys. Spending some quality time.
I think they quite enjoyed it too. I'm quite happy to hang around with their deeply uncool parents.
And their cool gran.
Yeah.
Well, we've not had much chance lately. And if we... Well, we should make time to do it more often.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
It won't last forever.
Hmm?
I mean, Ben's nearly a teenager. How did that happen? Where did all the time go,
Yeah.
And who knows? One or both of them may want to stay on the farm, but it might not happen. Look at Dan, off to be a soldier.
Yeah.
If Shula can't talk him out of it.
Who'd have seen that one coming, eh?
You just can't tell. So we'd better make the most of them while we can.
No, I'm not telling you.
Green? Purple?
No, Tom, stop it.
But it went all right, did it? No disasters?
No, it all went fine. Really well.
Good. So, we can relax then, eh?
Well...
Come on. Sit on the fence for 5 minutes. Watch the sun go down.
Oh, Alice and Helen were great. They've been so good to me.
Yeah?
And your mum too. Looking after the bridesmaids.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, and my mum called that she doesn't have to stay anymore. My auntie's doing fine.
Phew, well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
I'd hate your auntie Sophie to miss the wedding.
Oh, she's all right. She's not so bad. He'll see you when you meet her.
Yeah. Going to be a lot of introductions.
So, as long as it doesn't start tipping it down on the day.
Kirsty, not allowed.
All right, sorry.
Look at the sunset. Red sky at night?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah. If the evening sky is full of gold, your pig will catch a nasty cold.
Tom!
Well, I bet Joe Grundy's got hundreds of sayings about the sunset.
Shh, Tom.
And every one of them a complete load of...
Shh, listen. A skylark.
Yes, you're right.
Shh. How high up is it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't even see it.
Me neither.
It's definitely singing, though.
Yes, look. Look, there it is.
Where?
There.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's tiny. That looks pretty high up to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Way, way up. As high as it gets.
Oh, yes.
So you can stop worrying. Happy now?
Yes.
There.
Whoa! Hey!
What do you reckon?
Yes! That is one mean Easter egg.
Yeah, it's the biggest one they had.
Oh, it's really big, Kenton. And I love the pink ribbon.
I paid extra for that.
Aww.
And to have her name put on it too, yeah? See, there?
Well, isn't Mum a lucky girl?
Yeah, well, she's hung in there all those weeks with no chocolate, you know. Willpower.
Not like some of us.
Yeah, okay.
Kenton, is that you?
Oh, well, help. What shall I...
In here, quick.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
So where...
have you been?
Oh,
I thought you'd be back.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know you was here.
No, come to borrow the Hoover. Mine's packed up again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Well,
hey, don't I get one of those?
Why? You said you'd be back half an hour ago to help in the bar.
Yeah, sorry, I got a bit sidetracked.
So did you pick up them hot cross buns?
Ah, from the cash and carry? Indeed I did. Here. Oh. All nicely wrapped in plastic. There's another 150 still in the car. What?
Is that the best you could do?
What's the matter with them?
Well, they don't look right to me. All pale and soggy.
They're buns with crosses on. What did you expect?
What do you reckon, Fallon?
Oh, I'm with you, Mum. Mass-produced rubbish.
Oh, great.
Look, her dad was a baker, Kenton.
But what? You can tell. They're made from horrible, cheap ingredients. Hydrogenated oils and E-numbers.
Yeah, hardly the star attraction we was hoping for.
No.
So, what do you want me to do? Take them back again?
Oh, it's too late for that. I've gone to all that trouble to source local organic butter and
jam.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Well, I'm making another loaf of Jack's this afternoon, as soon as I get back.
Buns?
Are you?
Yes. Well, I've got Dad's traditional recipe, using real ingredients. So why don't I make some extra for you?
Oh, could you?
Cost price. Though it will be more than you paid for these.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
They'll be much nicer, so you can charge more for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so you'll be making them yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you got a problem with that?
Oh, no, no,
Oh, that's great, love. That's fantastic.
And I've got cover for tonight, so I can bring them over for you.
Brilliant. Oh, you're your father's daughter. Yeah. They'll be gorgeous.
All right, see you later then.
Adam, hi.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you keep yourself busy out here.
Yes. More strawberry plants. Late cropping of a bearer. I'm taking them up to the
tunnels.
Okay,
well, I wondered if you got hold of that field diary for me.
Oh, yeah, it's on my list.
Okay.
To be honest, I've had so much on.
Well, when you've a minute, do you think you could drop it into the BL office? Save me having to come and bother you again.
Yes, I'll do that.
Good man.
But I'm afraid it won't be this afternoon.
Well, tomorrow then. And if I'm not around, just leave it with the girls. Oh, and Adam.
Yes?
Ah, the seed beds for the maize. We're almost up to Easter now, and I can't see much sign of any cultivation going on.
Because we've not really made a start.
Well, I hate to go on about this, but, well, timeliness is everything.
Yeah, I know.
A week or two delay can make one hell of a difference.
I haven't started yet, because the soil temperature's still far too low for sowing.
There's no reason to put off your field work. So let's get with it, yeah? And don't forget the diary, will you?
Oh, yes!
Got your eye on something?
Oh, you.
Amazing what people chuck out, isn't it?
Look, I just want this old plant stand, all right?
Plant stand?
Yes, for a good cause. Well, some of it. For charity.
Oh. Like send a plant stand to Africa?
No, look, there's a May Day cake bake in Ambridge and... Why am I telling you this? What's it to you, anyway?
Taking stuff out of skips without the owner's permission is stealing.
Come on.
It's true. Look it up on your phone.
Oh, please. You're not going to book me, surely.
That depends.
On what?
With your criminal record, you might not get away with a caution this time.
I'm not a criminal.
Is this your car?
Yes, and it's after six, so I don't need a ticket.
No, but your offside rear light is broken.
Cracked, not broken, and it wasn't my fault.
If we test it and it turns out to be faulty, then that's an offence.
You can't book me for that. You're not even in your uniform.
So, I'm off duty, but I'm still a police officer.
Oh, God, I don't believe this.
And why is the back of your car full of hot cross buns?
What? When were hot cross buns ever against the law?
Maybe we should go and talk about this somewhere else.
What?
There's a decent bar around the corner. I'll buy you a drink.
Are you for real?
Yes or no?
Well, give me one good reason why I should.
Because we keep on meeting like this, in the line of duty. And I'd like to get to know the woman behind the criminal.
Would you?
Yeah. Call it research into the delinquent mind. And I promise not to arrest you this time.
My plan was to take them up the hill, flog them from the back of the Land Rover.
What?
Kent.
Yeah, but Dave thought it might be a bit iffy, you know? Bad taste.
Oh, Kent, like you even had to ask.
Yeah, okay, yes. Not a good idea. So...
So, we do afternoon teas, like we said.
Yes, exactly.
And it says on the board by the door.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought maybe I'd put up a couple more signs. Something a bit snappier, you know?
Like?
Find salvation at the Bull with one of our divinely delicious...
Kenton.
What?
That's terrible.
I'm joking.
If that's your idea of funny... Someone's going to smite you one of these days.
Smite me? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, smite you hard and serve you right.
I'd like to see them try.
Oh, would you?
What? Hey, no.
Come on, get off!
Hello?
Ah! Oh, hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, if you've got a moment.
Oh. Yes, come on, Kenton. Stop messing about. Get the man a drink.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
just a half, please.
Yep, coming right up.
You're going to see the Passion play tomorrow, Adam?
No, afraid I'll have to give it a miss.
Well, that's a shame.
Can't tempt you with the thought of a delicious homemade hot crust bun.
Sorry, just don't have the time.
You can't take the holiday, then.
Holiday?
Farmers and hospitality workers, eh? You think I get a day off?
You complaining?
No.
Well, now I've got a new manager on my back.
Oh.
So Brian was telling me.
Charlie Thomas.
Youngish chap, isn't he?
You mean the guy who's just walked in?
Oh.
Oh, great.
Oh, is that our Mr. Thomas?
Yes, he was in last night.
Excuse me, I'll be in the ploughman's.
You sure you're not hungry?
No, thanks.
Go on, have a crisp.
No, I'm fine, you carry on.
So... You're giving up your May Day holiday for charity?
If you really want to know.
Yeah, really. I'm interested.
Okay, so there's going to be a baking contest. You know, bake something and the winner gets a prize?
Yeah, I get it. So, are you organising this or what?
Me? No, it's for the... it's for the WY.
As in the women's...
Yeah, so...
And they say coppers are getting younger.
What?
Do you knit as well?
No, it's not like I'm... I just thought it'd be a laugh, that's all.
Yeah.
And I happen to like cooking.
Yeah, why not? Giving up your time and skills for a good cause. I did a half marathon last year for the kids' hospital.
Did you?
Yeah. Just for a laugh. So, what about this plant stamp? How does that fit in?
You don't give up, do you?
You're prepared to break the law to get it.
Oh, come on, I didn't know.
So, what's your motive?
Okay, well, I've been trying to give this cake bake a kind of a retro look. So, like, old trestle tables painted up and distressed?
All right.
50s look, you know. And when I saw this old plant stand, I thought, well, I could do that too.
Uh-huh.
And sell it on my stall. I'm having a stall, you see.
And where does the charity bit come in?
Well, I'm giving a percentage of my sales.
Right. Well, I've heard worse cover stories.
Please.
Did you really think I was going to shop you for it?
Well, what was I supposed to think? You pull over and wind me up and practically blackmail me into coming for a drink.
So, you ready for another?
No, thanks. No, I've got to get those buns back to Ambridge.
Really?
Yeah, really. Oh, and I'd love to take that plant stand too, but there's no room in the car. Don't know how I'm going to manage it.
Adam?
Oh, hell.
So this is where you're hiding. Okay, if I join you?
Sure.
Just a quick word about this afternoon, so that we're both on the same page. Well, the seed beds for the maize.
Oh, right.
My point wasn't to do with the soil temperature. I know that's a factor, but...
Charlie, I know how vital good timing is. I spend my whole life planning for it.
And that's great. I'm sure you do your best, but... A small contractor like yourself can't always be in the right place at the right time with the right gear. You just don't have the resources.
What exactly are you saying here?
Well, let's take a case in point. It's a dryish night, there's a good breeze. So in theory, you could have someone out there now.
Now?
Well, no reason why not.
Look, with all due respect, I've been working the land around here for 10 years or more. I know every inch of it. I know the climate and soil conditions better than anyone.
And that's brilliant. I value that kind of local knowledge.
Do you? That's not the message I'm getting.
I'm telling you how it is, Adam. We'll need to bring our separate skills and knowledge base and work together if we're going to move forward.
We? It's all sounding pretty one-sided so far.
Hey, Adam, relax. I'm not setting any kind of agenda here. Everything's up for discussion. Here, let me get you another.
No, thanks. I have an early start tomorrow. Good night.
Mum, you ready for these?
Oh,
there's another tray in the car.
Oh, great. These look amazing.
Wow.
Fallon, where do you want this?
Oh, just put it down here, please.
Okay.
So, what's this?
A plant stand. Found it in a skip. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, interesting.
Well, that do.
Oh, great, thanks. And don't worry, I won't report you for handling stolen goods.
Stolen?
Right then. Shall I give you a call sometime?
Actually, I'm going to be very busy for the next week or so, getting ready for the cake bake.
Really? That's a shame, Fallon.
Thanks for your help, officer. Bye then. More coffee?
Oh, great. Thanks, man.
I'm not sure if this is breakfast or lunch, but there's bacon in the fridge.
No, I'm good, thanks.
So, as you got back so late, we're still waiting to hear all about it. How you got on with the Royal Hussars.
King's Royal Hussars.
Oh, yes, that's what I meant, of course.
Yeah, like I said, it was amazing.
How was the dinner in the mess? What were the other trainees like?
POs, Mum. Potential officers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they were great, yeah. And we had a lot of fun. The range was awesome.
Range? Oh,
and where the heavy stuff is. Tanks and artillery. God, you definitely need those ear protectors.
Yes. And did you get to do any riding?
Mum, I was only there for like 2 days.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it anyway.
Oh, it was brilliant. I only wish I'd been able to stay for a bit longer.
Well, now you are back. Your dad and I have been talking this all through. And when there's a good time, we'd like to sit down with you and discuss it, if that's okay. Oh.
Yeah, it's open.
All right.
Oh, Jazza.
Hey, hello. Jazza.
Hey there, soldier boy. You ready for some action?
Oh, yeah.
There's one thing we can't be late for, it's a crucifixion, eh?
Oh, the passion play, yes. I'll have to pick Auntie Peggy up soon.
Well, there's still time, isn't there? It doesn't start for a while, yeah?
Aye, well, you might want to get your skates on. Alicia's waiting for us down at the village hall.
Alicia?
She wants to try your tunic out for size.
Oh, okay.
Alicia will soon have you ready to go. She's a real artist with her hands.
Yeah?
All right, just a few wee adjustments. Don't worry, she'll be gentle with you. Just take a deep breath, hold yourself steady, and she'll do the rest.
Okay.
I know Alicia quite well. She's a regular at St. Stephen's.
Aye, she's pure and wholesome and she's gorgeous with it.
She's a very sweet girl.
So, I'm guessing you see that as a challenge, Jazz?
I know that I'm wanting to brag, but I think I'm making progress there.
You think?
Aye. I'm not denying it's been uphill work, but...
Yeah, I bet.
Well, if I want a good show of the day, who knows? I might still be in with a chance.
Hey! Oh, that was great. You're doing so well.
Really hope I can do this next bit, Alice.
Oh, you'll be fine. Or if you don't get so cold, your teeth start chattering.
Or a breakout all over in goose pimples.
Yeah, that could be embarrassing.
Hey, hello.
If I make it that far.
Hiya.
Hi, Kirsty.
You all set for the big scene then, Chris?
Set as I'll ever be.
Good. Well, you got a nice day for it anyway.
Oh, there she goes, worrying about the weather.
Hey, I'm being positive.
Is there a nice day to be hung up on a cross?
Well, it's gone great so far. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, he's such a star.
I'm sure his fan club would agree with that.
What?
Oh, yes.
All those girls in the audience.
Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Sorry, Chris. I'm making you nervous.
No, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Oh, it's the PA from Catheridge Hall.
Oh, what? What'd she say?
Nothing, really. She wants me to call her back.
Why? Is there a problem?
Kirsty, don't worry. Whatever it is, I'll sort it.
Oh, Alice.
That's my cue, Alice. We're moving on.
Oh, right, OK. Good luck.
Thanks.
Alice, I'll go and make this call. I'll catch you up.
Out of the way, out of the way. Oh, move over, you rabble.
Here he comes.
Clear the road. Move along. Move along.
Shift yourselves, you idle mob. Make way, make way.
Goodness, how much does that cross weigh?
Well, it's not quite as heavy as it looks, but...
All the same, how's he going to get it up the hill?
Oh, I know.
If you want to feel my foot.
Think what it must have been like for real.
Ah! Yeah. Oh, no, is he...
No, it's all right. He's meant to fall over.
Oh, yes, of course. Three times. Poor Chris.
Come on, you. Up on your feet, no time for rest.
Aye, and you can't die on us now. Not before you're crucified.
No, we'd lose a week's pay for that.
What are you lot wailing for? Does he not deserve to die on the cross?
No.
Ah, save your breath for walking. Still a way to go yet.
On to Golgotha!
It's quite a performance.
Come on,
yes. They're all doing so well, aren't they?
Gran, hi.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi. So what do you think of it?
It's so good, isn't it? Very convincing.
Yes, it's great, isn't it?
I'm just so sorry I shan't be able to make it up the hill. To see a representation of the crucifixion on Good Friday itself.
I know.
Oh, but it wouldn't be sensible. I'm going to wait at Christine's until they come down for the final scenes.
Shall I drop you there now?
No, thanks, Shula. Chris will look after me.
Well, I'll take lots of photos for you.
Thank you, Helen.
You still coming round for tea?
Yes, if that's all right.
Oh, good. Kirsty and Alice are coming too. We can show you then.
Lift up! All lift together!
Lift along!
If he were a god, he wouldn't feel this pain. The devil let him hang!
Ah! Oh, I'm hurting too! Oh, my shoulder's gone.
Keep trying. You'll not find stronger men here than us.
Okay.
Alice!
Have I missed it?
Just in time. Look, they're trying to lift him up.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened with Catheridge Hall? Have they still not sorted it?
Oh, yeah, it's fine, it's cool. Just one more call.
Another call? Why? What?
Oh, don't worry, it's under control. Shh.
Lift again and he'll soon be there.
That's it. A little more.
Come on, lads, put your backs into it.
Oh, he weighs a wicked weight.
That's the way. Nearly there.
How are you feeling?
Not so bad, considering.
Don't tell me it didn't hurt.
It wasn't that comfortable, no.
Yeah, but wasn't he brave?
No, I'm serious. It really gave you some idea of what it must have been like. It was quite a moment. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah?
Yes. And it made the resurrection seem all the more miraculous back in the church. I wasn't expecting it to be so moving.
Well, thank you. That's good.
You were brilliant. I'm really proud of you. And I've taken some great pics too.
Anyway, I've got you one of these. Hot cross bun made by Fallon.
Wow, oh, fantastic. I'm starving.
Yeah, way to go, Fallon. I didn't know she was such an ace cook.
This is great. Thanks, Shula.
Hey there, Chris. Me have feelings, eh?
I have to think about that.
You can't blame us poor squaddies. We were only following orders, right, Dan?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they said at the time.
Are you ever going to take that armour off, Jazza?
I'm in no rush. I'm waiting for Alicia to take it off for me.
Oh, Jazza!
She said she'd be in here, but I can't see her.
Yeah, actually, Jazz, she's changed her plans.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, I'm meeting her back at her place.
Come again?
Oh.
You've got a date with Alicia?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
Well, Jammy.
Oh, you were too slow there, Jazza.
And all the time there was me thinking there was...
Dan, when is this date?
I'm just going to finish this and then I'll be off.
You know why it is, don't you? It's because he's a way to join the army.
You could be right there, Jazz.
Well, it's like they say, all the nice girls love a soldier.
Aye, well...
A real one.
I know when I'm beat. I'm a way to drown my sorrow.
Nice one, Dan.
Alice?
Oh, hey.
Alice, what happened with Catheridge Hall? Is everything all right?
Well, Kirsty, it's done. It's all been sorted.
Oh, great. Oh,
was there a problem?
Well, she's been on the phone all afternoon.
Oh, it's just a little misunderstanding over our final guest numbers.
Oh,
Their fault, someone hadn't passed on a simple message.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I had to be fierce with them, and it's all fine now. They've apologised.
Good. Oh, Alice, oh, you're such a star. What would I do without you?
Okay, well, I'm off.
Oh, Dan, wait, before you go anywhere, can we sit down and have a talk, please? Look, we know how important this is to you. That you've really set your heart on it. We understand. And we're not going to try and talk you out of it.
And so, well, what's this all about then?
Well, it's not about if, but when.
Mum, if you still want me to go to uni and join the OTC,
no,
I'm
no.
not... Well, so what then?
Well, Dad and I, we're very worried that you're not giving yourself time to think this over properly.
Mum...
Listen, please. The fact is, you don't have to join up now. Not straight away.
Mum.
You're still only 19. So why not take some time out?
Because...
It needn't be long. Just a few months.
Because I don't need to.
And if you do, I can give you a proper job at the stables as my assistant manager.
The stables?
Yes. So you'll be earning a proper wage... And you can get out with the horses as much as you like.
Mum, you say you get it, but you really don't. You want me to work at the stables.
Oh, all we're asking is that you think about it.
There's no point. I've already made my plans. I'm starting my commissioning course at Sandhurst next month.
Next month? When?
The 4th. May the 4th.
Well, darling, that's only 2 weeks.
Yeah. You see, I mean, do you get it now? This is my choice, Mum. This is what I want to do with my life.
And this one's more of a close-up.
He really does look as if he's suffering.
I think he was.
It must have been heartbreaking to watch.
Oh, it was.
Oh, here, look, I've got some pics too.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, there you go. Me with Jesus. Isn't it great?
Well,
Nice one of Chris.
Mm, yeah, I'm going to put it online and send it to all my friends.
Are young people really so interested in religion these days?
I'm not sure if that's much to do with it, Gran. Oh, and hey, look at these. Some I took of Kirsty.
Oh?
Me?
Yeah, the other day when we were trying out your dress and your hair and the flowers.
Oh, I'd like to see those.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, right, it's all right. Gran won't tell.
Oh, yes. Kirsty, you look wonderful.
You think so?
Yes. What a lovely young lady you are.
Oh, thanks. Now you're making me blush.
Well, it's not flattery. It's perfectly true.
Quite right, Gran.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hey, Kirsty.
Oh, look at me now. I'm sorry.
Are you all right, dear?
Yeah. You're all so nice. Saying such lovely things about me.
How's that true?
Oh, I can't believe that this time next week I'll be Mrs. Archer. Me and Tom on our honeymoon.
Well, hey, it's not so bad being married. Look at me and Chris.
Yeah. It's just, well, you've all been so good to me. So kind and supportive. I'm very lucky to be joining such a wonderful family.
Oh.
It's very nice for us too. Tom's a jolly lucky young man.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter.
Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.